Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
Today, a man who is new to politics, but whose name is not, the son of retiring member for Michael David Cannon, Alf Cannon. 43 years old, educated at King Bill's, King William's College, commissioned into the Royal Regiment of Wales, saw active service in Northern Ireland, posted to Hong Kong, amongst other places, set up a recruitment company, which he sold 4 years ago, is now a director of a recruitment firm, has captained Vagabonds and Ramsey rugby clubs, is now preparing for the scrimmage of the polls at Michael. Good morning, Mr. Cannon.
Welcome. Good morning, John.
Are you going to give Michael more of the same? That's the question I suppose people are asking. Son of David Cannon, are we going to get more of the same?
No. I mean, the situation as it stands at the moment is very serious for the Isle of Man. We have significant challenges for the next government going forward. Obviously, the £175 million that has been removed effectively from the Isle of Man's income means that there are a number of challenges facing the new administration. Now, from my own perspective, I believe that if I was to be elected, I will be asking the next government to carry out a comprehensive spending review encompassing local authority spending as well. Sorry, John, can I just finish here?
Yeah.
Encompassing local authority spending. And I will also be asking them to revisit the scope, or would be asking them to revisit the scope and scale of government as a whole.
But we're going to have to do something quickly, aren't we? It's been suggested staff numbers might be cut, things like that. Do things need to happen very quickly to allow these cuts to be brought in?
Yes, I think that the last government has dithered, really, for the last couple of years. I think that most people could probably see this coming, and I think we should have started to take some action. I think that it's incumbent upon all prospective and future MHKs to address this situation both quickly and firmly. At the end of the day, people's jobs and livelihoods are at stake here, and that we need to approach this in a balanced manner, and not be afraid to take the right decisions in the greater interest of the Isle of Man.
Are people in a community like yours really feeling this is the big problem, or do they feel more domestic problems? For instance, in surgeries and things like that, speed going through Michael, things like that. Those are of more importance to them than perhaps the whole island picture.
Perhaps in the past, but now there is from the people that I've spoken to, there is a definite mood for change here and a recognition that there are some very serious issues that may impact on their day-to-day lives. For example, education. Now, I've clearly stated to the people of Balaf and Kirkmichael in my meetings that I've had with them so far, that health and education are the two core areas that we must protect for our future, for the future of the island. There are a number of services that will have to be looked at very, very closely and probably cut. And I think that the worry is from people that those services that are going to be possibly impacted may impact on their lives. So therefore, the worry therefore is that the next government approaches this in the correct manner, with a balanced and appropriate
view. Would you
be
part of the next government? Your father famously wouldn't take office, etc., in the closing years. Would you take office?
If I was to be elected, my view has always been that I would do my best for the island, or seek to do my best for the constituents and for the Isle of Man. Therefore, that means that I would look to work with people for the greater interest. However,
is that a yes?
It is important. If I was to be asked, John, then I would look to work with people for the greater interest of the Isle of Man. However, it is important that people have the moral obligation to stand up, to speak and say what they believe is right, and to do that without fear or favour. Now, I think in the current administration, too many people have remained quiet when they should have been speaking out, and when they have spoken out, they have been sidelined. For me, it's yes, I will work with people. Yes, I will do this in the greater interest of the Isle of Man. But you must retain your own moral fibre and your own ethics.
Just a couple of items as far as the area is concerned. Sewage. Obviously, there are moves to try and get the sewage plant there revamped. Is that a major priority, do you think, for the area?
Yes. I mean, I think there's a lot. There's a number of priorities for the area. All of these situations need to be looked at and appraised very, very carefully.
Can we afford them?
Well, at the end of the day, that will all fall under. I think if the government's got any sense, it will undertake a comprehensive spending review. It will look very, very closely.
But a very quick one, presumably.
It'll look very, very closely at the key priorities. It will look very closely at trimming down the waste. And we need to move forward quickly and efficiently. One of the things I should say here, John, is that I believe that if we're going to be successful at this, and we need to, as you say, move forward very, very quickly, we have to work very closely with the private sector. If there's one sector that's going to drive us forward in this, out of this situation, and take the island forward and get the growth back in, it's the private sector. We must work very closely with them.
Mr. Cannon, thank you very much for joining us. It'll be addressed, I think, as David Cannon for some years. Alfred Cannon, who is standing for the constituency of Michael. It's 8 o'clock.